ABC Radio Australia.
To Samoa now, where political tensions between the Prime Minister and the ruling FAST party caused political turmoil. While the past week has been calm, the storm is far from over, especially for the journalists who've been reporting on it. Many have been subject to attack on social media and victims of false information and accusations. So here to share with us more on the situation is Head Editor of TV1 Samoa News, Rula Suava'ai. With that, I say Malori Soifun. Welcome to the show, Rula.
Malole Soifua Talo Falava. Agnes, how are you this morning?
I am great. Thank you very much, Rula. Really, really appreciate your time this morning. All right. And I know the situation has been quite hectic in the last couple of weeks, but before we get into the social media side of things, are you able to just at least update us on the current situation of the political situation there in Samoa?
Yes, Agnes. The political situation is that after last week, we've been expecting something, you know, like a bang from the parliament when it was reconvened for the first time, especially with the political turmoil. However, it looks like things are moving slowly. And what I meant by that is that parliament, you know, progressing well with their continuing on with their government side of things, but the fact remains that there's a faction within one of the political party, and that is the Fatu Tueletu Samoa Utasi. I remember asking the chairman of the Fatu Tua, the other side, that's FAST 20 as they call it. Remember whether there will be a chance to find a resolution or to consent, you know, Soalaupule or to share and to make, you know, things, you know, patching things up between the political party. But Lauli said that there's no way to amend things. So the situation now is, from what I've seen, is that there's, you know, FAST is going down. So I guess what I'm looking at, and I am predicting, will be a coalition government in the next general election.
Wow, that is
so
a big
things are far from, you know, patching things up within the political party. Yeah.
That's a big call to make, Rula. So, you know, with what happened between the Prime Minister, Fiamme, and then also Lauli, are we going then to just see this play out publicly or privately?
It could be publicly. It could be privately. Politically speaking, you can't really see what's going on. So we're just sit back and just observe at this point of time.
Sure. Well, you know, the biggest thing that came out of this was, how did social media contribute to what a lot of people were saying online was misinformation and disinformation out there?
Well, exactly. That's exactly what happened, what is happening. There's a lot of misinformation and disinformation out there. And there's a lot of cyberbullying. There's a lot of fake news going on. So what we do here at TV1 is that we don't actually rely on what the people are saying. Or if we do have come across in such an information that needs clarification, we have to make sure that we need an official comment from both sides.
So, you know, when this was happening, we realized that journalists, just like yourself, were covering the story. You were subject to quite a bit of social media attacks. Why do you think this was happening?
It's because of the interpretation and the agenda and how loyal one individual is to one political party. So they tend to manipulate or they tend to change. They tend to spread the misinformation. And that's exactly what I mean. It basically depends on the agenda of a person that is loyal to one particular party.
Rula, what can you share what some of that misinformation or disinformation was put out there?
Oh, I can. Oh, there's heaps of it. I could. I mean, okay. If we narrow down the situation, I may be speaking about myself. You know, I've been me and my family have been on the. They've been telling it lots of. We've received a lot of threats, a lot of. And it's. One time, I was, you know, the main attack of the people, all from all sorts of. I don't know who they support, but when they do support one another, they tend to attack me on the social media, and it's still continuing, and it gets to the extreme where they actually put up. You know, my children's photos and my husband and one of my families, they even went into ticking what's happening in my family. So that's how danger and how extreme these kind of misinformation have been going. And some sort of misinformation that I realize is that, all of a sudden, everyone become expert in interpreting the law. Everyone. I mean, well, I can't point to anyone particular because I may be, as we speak, they might be putting me up now. But it's very, very bad, and it has a very bad impact on my family and my children as well.
Mm-hmm. Rula, has there been any support then that's been given by the Media Association or to yourself and to other journalists?
Well, in my case, there's nothing. In my case, that actually there was nothing active at this point of time. But I know there were several journalists. One journalist from the Samoa Observer who was heavily attacked. I think the jaws actually put up a press release. I'm trying to recall because I think there was one time they do. The jaws is active in putting up press releases, and they actually advise the local journalists to refrain from contributing or, writing on the social media, by trying to see if which side they prefer or which side political party they do support. So, I might say that the jaws are actually doing something about it.
Right. Have you personally seen a situation where this has happened previously?
In Samoa?
Yes.
Are you referring to social media?
Yeah. I mean, I asked only because I believe this sort of only really started, this type of attack on journalists and things like that, like when we first had Fia Mea come into power. Is that the case? Do you feel like this was sort of the first time the diaspora had such an influence on what was happening back in Samoa?
Well, actually, the diaspora has such an influence of it when there's a change of government. Back in 2021, there's all this sort of Samoans living overseas, and as well as Samoans living in locally in Samoa, especially those hiding behind the fake pages. They've been using the social media, the Facebook. They've been using it to attack, and from that, like in my case, and that I suddenly have this all sort of different. Names messaging me behind, like giving me threatening words, even my parents, even my family, my children, and that. How can I say it? It's very, very bad. It has a very impact, very, very negative impact on family, yeah.
So what do you think can be done by authorities and those in charge to help journalists like yourself and others?
I've actually did a story. I actually follow up the police commissioner. But what they can do now is to, give us, what they can do now is to, advising and all that, but they are all also open in for us to lodge complaint, but make sure that they have lots of evidence to support such issue. So I think the only, the only help that we can get in this kind of situation is the police. But then what's really, really hard for the police now is that they are trying to identify. They're also trying to communicate with Facebook authority what they can do so that they can actually identify who's behind the fake pages. Because that is exactly what is happening. All this misinformation and disinformation are from the fake pages on Facebook.
Well, what's your advice then to your reporters and even to others who may be covering this specific story there in Samoa if they encounter online harassment and attacks? What would be your advice to them?
Ignore them. I mean, that's basically what I do. I, you know, when I look at it, because I read all of it and I feel that it's not true. So I just, my advice to all the reporters is that use what is fact and make sure that they have solid evidence to back, just like any other reporters in his stories. Yeah,
of course. Rula, look, we appreciate your time this morning. Unfortunate that it is about, you know, the circumstances of what's been happening. But look, we hope that we get to hear more good news from Samoa in the coming days. But again, whaftaitele lava for your time this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Whaftaitele, nice meeting you and Tofaso
Fua. Malo lava. That, of course, is head editor of TV1 Samoa News, Rula Suava'ai, here on Pacific Beat.